This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Whew, I gotta get in the zone. I gotta get in the 2006 zone. Yeah. I'm ready. Oh, I punched a bell, but it's fine.
Just part of it.
For this song, I think that makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. This is Akon's contribution to the pod. Perfect. Punch it!
It's time for
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hi, welcome to Punch Up the Jam. My name's Meow. We make the greatest hits even greater, and by we, I mean me. I am alone. I can't be by myself for 2 seconds. I need to introduce you immediately. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. You know her from her YouTube channel, Akilah, obviously. Her book, obviously, Stories from My Timeline. The What a Day podcast, and I'm not done yet. Comedy Central series, Making Fun with Akilah and Milana. It's Akilah his.
Woo! We're out here. Alone as well. Alone together.
I am so excited to be alone with you on this episode. I have been wanting you on this podcast since its inception.
Oh my gosh.
Finally, the fates have aligned for us to reunite, and by which I mean unite, since yes. We absolutely moved to opposite coasts at the exact same time.
That happened with everyone I even wanted to know out here. I was like, oh, so I'm a just dumbass. Like, what? I regret every decision I've ever made.
No, I think you did it right. I think anyone that moves from LA to New York is like going through something that could have been resolved with like a yoga subscription.
But yeah. Okay. There. True.
I want to talk to you about everything. First and foremost, you have a podcast that you've done every day. Yeah. You still are doing it every day. What a day.
Yeah. So it is 5 days a week, Sunday. Well, we record Sunday through Thursday, but it comes out Monday through Friday. Yeah.
It's a daily news podcast that you're doing right now.
Yeah. And it's,
are you
imagine.
Okay?
Oh, I hate
are you
my
okay?
life. My life is incredibly stressful. It's like, oh, I can't even like do my fun escapism coping mechanism at all. My job is to know what's nope. happening. Like, I can't even for a moment fantasize about a future.
Bury your head in the sand. No. You know what it sounds like you need? I'm really sorry for what I'm about to say. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. It sounds like you need a sweet escape.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm here for that. I am scandalized by the prepared audio clip.
I'm really sorry about that. That's not how we start the show. I have to give some notes. And first and foremost, I need to know why you wanted to talk about this Gwen Stefani Akon classic.
Honestly.
From 2006 that absolutely no one knows the name of.
Yeah, truly. Because they say it like once in the song. Like most people are like, is it called Woohoo?
No, it's called Yeehoo.
Yeah, Yeehoo. Woohoo. I want to talk about this song because it has haunted me. I think every day since the first time I heard it. Like, there are parts of the song that when I hear it, it slows down time and I'm just seething.
It's like Doctor Strange having a vision. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, we were talking about what we were going to talk about on the show. And you were like, so, like, you know, what's a song that, like, maybe the lyrics or something? I'm like, Sweetest Game. like, it took no time.
Immediately.
I'm like, I don't know if this matters to anyone, but I feel like it hasn't been litigated in the public square in this time.
I'm so with you. And I think we're the same age. You graduated in 07, yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. So then this came out for both of us senior year, going into the final semester of our high school experience.
Yeah.
This is like so deeply burned in my brain as like the winter dance senior year of being like, this is cool, but where's Irreplaceable? I don't give a shit.
Yes. Okay. So here's the wild thing. I graduated in 05, but we are the same age. I just like skipped middle school.
This is a brag. This
no,
is a brag.
It's not.
Isn't it?
It's not, because I will tell you that like I was very much like, I guess, 17-ish that year. And so I was like, I wished I could go to a prom, but I'm like, now I seem weird. Like, I'm so...
No, I'm, unfortunately, I already had to graduate college at 17. What a mistake. Dickhead.
These are ridiculous. I literally just remember, I mean, like, there's so many moments from this song that are like burned into my skull. But
it's
I would
so
say...
It's so fucked up.
It's like
this
not...
This song is so fucked up.
It's terrible. And my oldest nephew, he just turned 18, so he would have been math. See, clearly I'm not smarter. I just happened to
be 14. This song came out 14 years ago.
Yes.
So he would have been 3 when this came out.
Yes. And he was sitting in the back of the car. My mom was driving me back to school, like back to college after a break, and he was just tagging along. And as a kid who didn't know that many words, was kind of like, you know, doing blocks and whatever else, out of nowhere, all we hear is, woo! And he's just staring out the window singing verbatim. And I'm like, I hate this song so much. And this
shut that refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason I'm not acting so cold. I'm like, whoa, sweetie.
If I could be sweet.
Who taught you this?
What is this song about? I mean, there's
endless. Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Okay. Okay. So I look at the Wikipedia, obviously, to find out the backstory. And I was expecting there to be like fucking nothing. But oh my God, I'm going to just read it directly from the Wikipedia, because I have never in my life seen such a Wikipedia entry that is specifically coming for Akon.
Oh, I am thrilled.
Here's what it says. Here's what it says. Interscope sent Stefani a copy of Akon's 2004 debut album Trouble and repeatedly encouraged her to work with him. Akon readily accepted, and Stefani accepted after several people had pushed her to work with him.
So there's some regrets.
Jimmy Iovine, Interscope CEO, called Gwen Stefani, telling her, "You can cancel everything else in your life, but don't cancel this session."
For this song.
She decided to work with Akon and expected they would work on writing a generic hip hop song, one that would not fit her well. They thought about. You might be like, so why would she do it anyways?
Right.
Well, they thought about words that would suit the marketing of Stefani's music and her clothing lines, Lamb and Harajuku Lovers, settling on Sweet Escape. So if this song sounds like a desperate ploy to force two artists that never should work together and simultaneously maybe market a culturally appropriative clothing line, yes. You are correct.
Exactly. That was absolutely the genesis of the project, was how do we sell our racist Asian clothing line in malls and Sears and JCPenney across the country.
Yeah, I need to comment on the Patreon comment from Samantha. I'm going to not say their last name because this is very personal, but they said, "This song will always remind me of the week I was released from the psych hospital, being in my mom's car on the way home, and it kept coming on every radio station, and I thought I was going to have a breakdown." I think that's the only appropriate response to this song.
Literally, I wasn't even on my way home from that. I was just going back to school, and I was like, I'm going to tuck and roll on this highway.
Again, a senior in college at 15. Let's just repeat this whole thing. It's the kind of song that, like, if we made a modern Clockwork Orange, this would be the torture song.
Oh, my
song.
God.
This is what they blast in Guantanamo to get people to truly end their lives.
Yeah, they're like, I'm giving up the whole cartel. He lives here. You can find him at this grocery store on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Please turn it off.
Okay. Whoa, with that resounding, resounding praise, I think we have to start listening to it, right?
Okay, yep. Let's just let it happen to us.
Here we go. It starts off innocently enough.
Yeah, you think it might be okay.
The second we get to the convict, you're like, what's about to happen?
Like the itchy goosebumps, like hives are forming.
Oh. I can feel my eczema coming in.
Yeah,
hot.
I am black and my face is fully red. Like, my melanin couldn't protect me from what is happening to my body, but it is a viral reaction.
I'm so glad you referenced the viral reaction, because what was happening in America that we all were so willing to get behind Akon for like 4 years and 4 years alone? And then never again.
We were like, actually, I don't know if I can even take another moment. Like, I think like someone just like woke up from the trance and was like, guys, there's another life outside of this. We can escape. A sweet escape.
No. When I think it was right. It must have been. I think where we all collectively were like, he is over. Correct me if I'm wrong. When he collaborated with LMFAO.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. Damn, girl. Damn, you's a sexy bitch.
And yeah. We're like, you didn't find the words, huh? Still looking.
Like, the way he was able to like, I don't know who was reaching who here. He was probably had a more rising star than Gwen Stefani at this time. But then also, he gets a feature on this song, and all he says the entire song, woohoo, yeehoo, woohoo. Yeehoo!
Yes.
Is this a sound he created?
It is absolutely, like, I think this might have been the first song, like, when, I don't know if you've heard this theory about songs of our generation having, like, a lot of, like, ooh-ah-oohs and a bunch of oohs, and, like, it's just, like, that's the thing. It's like,
whoa,
a lot of weird shit. I feel like that was, like, the first iteration. We were like, that's not exactly right, but we will get there by 2013. Like, Kesha will find the right duration and pitch of oohs for us to be screaming at Coachella, but this is not it.
It's where it's the yee. The second he brought the yee into it, we're like, we don't ever want a yee and a who in the same sentence.
It's not a word. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw will co-sign.
Only.
Woo-hoo will key-sign.
Yeah,
the second you say yee-hoo, not even a yoo-hoo, a yee.
Yeah, not yoo-hoo, not yahoo, not yeehaw. We skipped every correct iteration for the worst, most painful, just digging into, like, right next to your spine, but not quite, where you're just like, I have to take my clothes off and scream at a passing car. It's like Bird Box. Like, it makes me want to just look into the Bird Box and just, like, have my eyes turn brown everywhere and then, like, walk into a flame. Like, my body just can't take it.
And it's so specifically tuned that it's a sound you will only hear in the 2006 classic Sweet Escape.
I literally believe that, like, the rest of the song for me falls away when he says it. Like, I can't hear any of the instrumental, just like, woohoo. And I'm like, oh, we're all in it. It's like, yee-hoo.
No, it's like the trigger word from Zoolander. Like, you're like the Malaysian prime minister. Like, you hear yee-hoo and you're like, ah!
I'm in it. My skin starts burning. I'm like, what? It is. That we could do a whole episode simply on, like, the yee-hoo. Spelling of yee-hoo. And, like, the fact that, like, it's not just one time.
No.
It's the whole song.
He's like, what's the refrain to the Sweet Escape? I got it, guys. Roll tape. Woo! So fucking high, first of all. This is a man screaming higher than I really can.
Exactly. I'm an alto. I'm way down here.
Also, a man who's, like, not known as a singer in any capacity.
Right.
Like, smack that. Smack that. And he's like, hang on, let me flex. Yee-hoo!
Oh my God. He was literally, like, standing across a football field to get that high up. He's like, I'm just going to reach all the way down to my balls and screech to the sky. And you're going to get it in one take and you're going to repeat it forever.
And this that's the only song that someone volunteered to become a eunuch to hit the note. Like, what? And for what, Akon? Where are you now? We don't know.
Right. Was this a number one hit? Like, is Wiki saying people liked this?
And, like, Gwen was like, whatever, I guess I'll sell some jackets. Let's do it.
Yeah, she's like, I have a terrible fragrance line of Asian women trapped in bottles. I think we could sell to accompany this vision.
Okay, we have to get to her. Ready? Are you ready? No, we're not ready. We'll never get ready.
I mean, let's just, like, approach the next circle of hell.
Here we go.
Gwen Stefani's involvement.
Circle one, we begin. Yeah.
How do we even begin? I love songs where they don't just say what they mean. Like, she actually interrupts herself to say something else. Like, to justify her behavior, actually. She's like, I have something to say. I'll get to that in a moment. Because actually, I've been acting stank like a refrigerator. I assume that's what she said.
Okay, here's what she said. These are the kind of lyrics that make you need to drive a really fast lap, like a fucking NASCAR style lap in, like, a football parking lot. Okay,
yes.
If I could escape, I would. It's the first line of this song. If I could escape,
I would escape this song too.
I would.
If I could abort, I would abort this mission immediately if given the chance.
Is it to mean she would escape the songwriting process with Akon? Or, I'm laughing so hard, I'm, like, conjuring phlegm from the 17th century.
Yeah,
or,
like, literally my body is only moisturized by the phlegm that I'm coughing from just retching this fucking song
and
out.
The anxiety sweat. That's, like, the only two liquids in my body right now.
I'm heat. I'm, like, all heat right now.
But first of all, let me say, I must apologize for acting, what's that? You guessed it, stank.
I'm sorry I act so stank.
Baby, hang on. I know that I've been acting so stank lately, And you're right. That's on me. I've been really stressed at work.
I've been trying to apologize for that. And
I've been bringing the stank home. And I apologize. No deodorant can wipe away the stank.
You told me to leave the stank at work. This is not the first conversation we're having about my stank. And I'm taking responsibility for what I'm bringing to the table, which is only stank.
Oh, it's not okay. It's not okay. It's like she heard like Outkast and was like, cool. I think I'm going to try that. Like,
I'm going to try that. Oh, I mean, my dream is that like there were other words and Akon like took a marker and like was circling things. He's like, I think like acting so poorly or mean or shitty is like, it's not right. It's stank.
He probably encouraged her to lean in. This man brought Yeehoo to the table. He was like, yes, stank.
Yes, when there were only one set of footprints in the sand, that was when Akon carried her stank through this writing process, and it is horrific.
I can't believe that's not the funniest part. Like, we should retire at this point, but she goes on.
Right.
She goes on.
It's not even close.
No, she goes on to immediately double back. She goes, treating you this way, because I've been acting like sour milk all on the floor. I'm just going to let that one, the poets can take that one. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
Because it's your fault. You didn't shut the refrigerator. And maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold.
Yeah, I mean, lots to unpack here. Like, if you didn't shut the refrigerator, wouldn't everything be warm?
Right. I guess it depends. Is Gwen Stefani inside or outside?
She's outside of the fridge, but she... Right. I'm like, is the refrigerator in an Arctic climate?
Yeah, a stinky Alex Mack puddle in front of the refrigerator. Yeah.
Right. So she's warm, but she's acting cold.
And stank.
As if she was once in a fridge. She stinks like warm milk, but she is acting cold like refrigerated milk. And again, she is milk. She is very white, and she's appropriating.
This is the only time you'll hear Gwen Stefani acknowledge her whiteness is this.
Yes. When she says, I smell like rotten milk. And we're like, okay.
Milk on the floor also. We need to include the on the floor. I think that really makes a difference to the art here.
Yeah. And it's like, it feels like the metaphor would be like spilt milk. No. But it's not at all.
Akon's like, is it my turn yet? Yee-hoo!
Exactly. He's like, I'm ready with another one in the cannon just to blast it into the ears of America.
He's just over there scooping his balls up into his diaphragm. I'm ready. I am ready, coach.
Exactly. He's like, come on. Say something else so we can get to the yee-hoos.
I have been emailing for 3 years. Training for this yee-hoo. I haven't even been able to approach my Taibo in 3 years. And I want to reiterate, that was 18 seconds of singing, which, by the way, like, I guess that rhythm thing, she was like, yeah, I really went and did it. But I watched her sing that on American Idol, and she, like, completely couldn't do that rhythm. So I was like, why would you record it if you can't? Whatever.
Yes,
and
why is there a harmony the whole time? Like, no one was like, this is good enough for people to have to learn another way to sing it. Like, I'm trying to fast forward. Like, just hit us with this terrible melody and free us.
You're ready, because she literally gave us 18 seconds of a verse, and then she's like, and I think you're ready now for like a 45-second chorus, so here we go. If I could escape this and recreate a place in my own world, and I could be your favorite girl. The harmony really is underlined. Perfectly
together. Extra. I can't even get there.
So again, this song is called Sweet Escape, but I guess in their really, really from the heart writing session they had, they couldn't figure out a way to actually incorporate the term Sweet Escape.
Never.
So instead, she starts by saying, if I could escape, which she's already established, she would. But if she could.
Yes.
And recreate a place that's my own world, and I could be your favorite girl. Now tell me, boy, wouldn't that be sweet? I think this is the only, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, Akila, noted music expert and child genius.
Yes.
What other song, the chorus goes, wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah, it would be pretty tight if I could do any of that. I can't.
Honestly, it sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, it sounds really good to me. It's also like, it didn't sound that sweet. Like, it's all in her court, and she was stank 5 minutes ago. So you're about to tell me that, like, wouldn't it be sweet if I could escape? You still are kind of here, but it's my own world that I'm creating where I'm back in the fridge.
Bitch wants to play Sims. That's what she's really saying. Yeah. Exactly. She was like, wouldn't it be sweet if you got me Sims for my birthday?
Yeah, like, I bet you anything she's recorded a Sims version of the song, it had to have happened. It's like, mi paca kukui.
That's the first thing I thought of when he said yee-hoo. I was like, is this Simlish? What's
Yes. I mean, this feels like this has to be the punch up then. It's going to be Simlish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It would only be better. These words are so bad. Okay, then the second half of the chorus, I don't know how you follow up. Hey, wouldn't that be sweet? It feels like apex writing, but she does give us, for some reason, a whole other half of the chorus. If I could be sweet, I know I've been a real bad girl. And then she got beamed to space right at the end.
Yeah.
Pew. Akon's like, oh, sick, my turn?
Literally. Dude, there's so many problems with this. I would say maybe the least of which being, we don't know what the transgression is, and she's apologizing.
She has never been like,
I cheated on you. At the beginning, she was saying it was his fault for leaving the fridge open. So what happened? What happened in this? Are they dating?
I think they're supposed to be dating. These are all a lot of questions that would have been easily remedied if Akon took the second verse, which I think would be the obvious solution. Akon being like, now, girl, you're annoying to me when you talk about the kitchen all the time. Unfortunately, he was like, I only have 1 hour in the studio. You're getting some woohoos, a couple yeehoos, and I will say the sweet escape line for you, since that's the title of the song and we couldn't find a way to work it in.
Right. Yeah. Like, honestly, I think that they just were like, there's no lyrics in here that make a good title, like sweet, be sweet, refrigerator milk. Maybe we call it sweet escape and just pepper it in.
It should be called, this song should be called Yeehoo. That should be the name of this song.
Literally. Or at least in parentheses, like they used to be like the whisper song. You know what I mean? Like they
would Akon screaming Yeehoo in a positively impossible register.
Oh my God. I will absolutely just say before we get to the next part, that the next part is the worst part of the song to me.
Oh, canon. Actually, wait, let's take a break first. We can prep for it and come right back. And we're back just in time for the worst part of the song, according to Akilah. I will say my clip title here is Akon yelling, so you might be right about this. There's the title. He's out. He's done. Mm. He got it in. He's done for the day.
Honestly,
he's going home.
That's actually somehow not the worst part. It's when she comes back in next. But I will also say, for a song that is this grating on the nerves, it is amazing that they're constantly talking about getting away. Like,
they're
all trying to escape the song. If I could get away, I want to escape. The song is really bad.
But I have a perfume line coming out on August 5th. If you guys want to buy it, it's called Sweet Escape. It's by Gwen Stefani and Akon. Also, like, why did she? I don't understand how this made sense for either party. He was like on the rise. She was like kind of fine as is. Like, who benefited from this? Jimmy Iovine, I guess. Like, what was the point of this?
Yeah, toddlers who were discovering new shapes their mouth could make. Like, my nephew, Cameron, was just really, like, loving. He's like, ooh.
Oh, Akilah, thank you for now acknowledging the shape your mouth made when you sing like that.
Ooh. Wee. It's just hideous. Hideous. I literally look like a cursed mummy when I try to sing her song.
I wish. What if we just did the punch up for this and it was instead the Akon parts were just that sound the mummy they reanimated made? And he just goes, oh, it would instantly be better.
I would never want to put more work on you in the middle of a pandemic race war, but if anyone can make this happen for us, it is you.
I will do my best.
Thank you so much.
Now that I'm bi-weekly, honestly, I have maybe a little more stamina in the tank. We'll see. Okay, so now we're getting to the worst part of the song. Oh. I would just love to point out, structurally, verse two, she decided verse one's melody, rhythm, and structure, she's done with that now.
Over it.
Verse two is a totally different fucking song.
Terrible. Oh my God. This is the part that slows down time and makes my pores literally vomit.
Yeah, this is your Sherlock Holmes seeing the permutations of his actions. It's in slow-mo. That's
yes.
This for you.
It's hard. It's so bad. You melt me down. I'm at my lowest boiling point. Come help me out. I need to get me out of this joint. Come on.
That's just part one of this hell. I think we're now entering the third level.
Okay, this lyric.
Oh, let's start from the top. You melt me down. And then let's mix a little science metaphor here. I'm at my lowest boiling point.
Here we go.
I'm not a scientist, but
here's the problem. Let's just like unpack. There's only one boiling point. That's why it's a point. It's not a line. It's not a slope.
You know, it's kind of like a thermostat. You know, like it has a range, but only at one point in that range are we actually at a boiling
point. Right. That would be 212 degrees or 100 degrees.
Or 100 Celsius. Degrees Celsius.
Right.
Right. I think, so she's just at the boiling
point. At the boiling point, which is, I would also like to add, is not low. There's a reason it's boiling.
It's pretty hot. Yeah, it's pretty hot sour milk on the
you
floor.
You wouldn't want to be at a boiling point for a low tip because it's not possible.
I want to go ahead and now add back in the first part of that line, you melt me down. So let's just, I'm sorry to do this, but unfortunately I must. So Gwen Stefani is in this metaphor, she has evolved from sour milk all over the floor. She is now some sort of precious metal.
Yeah.
Being melted down.
Right.
All the way down to the boiling point.
Yes, yes.
So she was a really, really hot boiling precious metal. And then Akon came along and was like, let's turn this down to a low simmer.
It's like, cool. And also, I mean, you know, we can't forget the first verse where she was once in a fridge that she's no longer in. So how, what planet is it on where it's so hot outside the fridge?
The next line, she's telling you, come help me out. I need to get me out of this joint. She's in prison.
She's melted down. She's Alex Mack Goo from Toxic Sludge. Yes. And she's in jail. She cannot slide under the bars.
Akilah, we got it. It's the next line. Come on, let's bounce. What's a liquid that bounces? Say it with me. 3, 2, 1. Flubber. No, you didn't.
Yep. I was
this
like,
song is flubber.
It is actually a flubber fan account. Someone wrote this and they're like, I just think that like we could promote the new flubber reboot. We're not going to have Robin Williams in it. He was still alive at that point. RIP now. But like, they're like, we could probably find who was like a hot kind of goofball.
Dane Cook. Dane Cook at that point, came straight off of that one movie he made and right into the flubber reboot that never happened, but did have Sweet Escape attached.
In that reality, Hillary Clinton did become president.
That's what her new series is about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if Sweet Escape was the flubber theme song? Someone make it.
I hope that they have a really long, like, James Bond opening to the movie, and it's just, like, green goo dancing. It's just like...
Oh, my God! But now it's, like, super dramatic, and it's one of those, like, very slowed down, put into a minor key versions of Sweet Escape. Yeah. We just have Akon being like, woo-hoo. And it's like, bow, 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 and the flubber, like, bounces on the ground. It's like, yee-hoo. And we're like, what is this? This sounds so familiar. And then Gwen Stefani's part is somehow exactly the same. And we're like,
it's like,
okay.
Come out me out. I'm on the lowest boiling point.
Okay, well, the second half of this verse that is truly off the rails. She, like, you can hear in her voice, she's like, truly, fuck this. I'm just trying to sell some perfume lingerie. She comes in. The name of this clip is truly just, what the fuck? Because here's what she has to say.
Oh, no.
So, baby, time's getting a little crazy. I've been getting a little lazy. Waiting you to come save me. I can see that you're
I really quick jump in a spaceship and leave this planet, or okay, come back.
I'm good. Also, it's like, I don't get it. She's just like, she sounds like she's trying to get away from a person. She's like, but hopefully you don't leave me. I'm like, everything you said up till this point is you bouncing into your weird fantasy that is this bad song. So why do you think that he's bouncing? Like, is it like the longer you sing the song, the more he's backing out of the room like, yay, ho. Oh, no. Fuck you. Just backing away. She's like, no, but I'm being crazy. Don't leave the room.
I don't understand what happened with her career, or this collaboration with, again, America's Sweetheart, Akon, rest in peace, not dead.
Yes. She went from no doubt to several doubters.
A lot of doubt.
A little doubt.
Mostly doubt. I would say mostly doubt.
Incredulous, you know? Not saying that I'm doubting you. But there's some doubt.
I don't understand the creative choice here to be like, okay, so the only remotely, like, rhythmically interesting part of the song. She's like, let's fuck that, actually, and just go, baby, times get a little crazy. I'm getting crazy. Like, I... In my clips, I'm sorry if you're disappointed by this. I had to skip the second chorus. It's just simply so long, and it's
we don't deserve it. We're nice people, and I honestly think that the world is bad enough.
Akilah, you do a daily news podcast right now. You deserve nothing but the best. So we're going to skip that for our sanity and go straight into the bridge, which is not a bridge at all. It is simply some of the band drops out and Akon goes, guys, just roll tape. I got this. Tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
Yee-hoo. Oh. If I could escape.
So that is the second half of verse one, and Akon just continuing to squeeze his own balls on a football field.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, I hope we're almost done with this take. And she's like, I actually have some more of that first thing that we did. I think I found the rhythm. So if we could just roll now, I'm going to try to get back to it. Like, it is abhorrent, dog. Like,
I don't know how anyone, I think you're right about the kid market. I think that must have been the driving force, was like, if we could really hit it hard with like the five and under age demographic, we would make a fucking lot of money.
Yeah. And the truth is, like, I'm pretty sure Cameron, baby cute baby Cameron in the back of the car, got tired of it around this point in the song. Like, cause he was requesting like, yo, Gabba Gabba. Like, he was just like, he expected more.
You think, like, after the beginning, you're like, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, I know this song. And then the second the first chorus ends, you're like, so wait, there's more still?
Because I kind of feel like we've established. What else can be said?
Well, I'll tell you what. A minute and 3 seconds of the same shit, which guess we can listen to. Maybe I'll just play it and we'll just
see how we can take it.
Everything hurts. Do I have a spleen anymore?
Yeah, no. I feel like my ribs are breaking one at a time.
I think I'm getting 5 periods all at once. I think my uterus is gonna fall out.
I'm definitely gagging. I'm like,
please. I think all my eggs just came out of my ovaries at the same time.
Yeah. Like, I can smell the steak she's talking about now. It smells like burnt toast and like if a raccoon died in your walls. You're like, oh.
There's the title again. Thank you, Akon. Yeah.
Buy a perfume.
This is truly him backing out of the studio.
Yes.
Oh, and then they fade out. The song ends with a fade out.
Yeah, like they thought it was so good. They were like, let's do the cocaine take where it's 7 minutes long and we'll just slowly fade until finally the people have died and we could just like fucking like turn it off and come in and take like our giant like headphones off and be like, okay, so we survived. We killed the terrorists. Let's just like bury the body.
Even if you love it, I promise you love the first minute. I promise you're forgetting about the second 2/3 of the song. There's no world in which anyone co-signs that.
You don't love it. Like, the truth is, like, you heard it. And back then we were like still kind of, you know, this was, what, you said winter 2006?
2016. Yeah, 26. Oh my God, I'm so old. 2006.
Yeah, I almost said 2006 myself. That's just like, it feels like there's no way to say it. I feel like this is right before we get Soulja Boy in the summer of 2007. And
is
things
that right?
Start to change. Yes. And I'm like, we were just trapped in this like this weird time capsule between 2005 and 2007.
The Black Eyed Peas were able to get away with murder.
Oh my God. Every lyric was like offensive.
I think culturally we were still so much reeling from 9/11 that we were like,
yes.
I guess music is anything now. And we're not going to apply critical thought.
Right. Like, we have computers now. So we should just put a bunch of like maybe a spaceship sound before the chorus and like, I don't know, some horns, but not like real horns. Let's just like hire.
Never real horns.
Like whatever the default is in Apple, like you just play that loud.
Have you guys heard of Fruity Loops? Oh boy, do I have a treat for you.
Yeah, they were literally like, how about that door creaking sound from Instant Messenger? Maybe that could just be the like.
Someone the bass chat in.
Like, it was just. Yeah, found sounds. They were like, let's just
record
it off
the computer. Someone should have absolutely grabbed the guy. I want to say he was from MS Paint, but it could have been the Apple operating system from back in the day where he just goes, oops. I want to hear that song.
Yes. Oh, my God. And that sound from, like, Windows XP where it's like, doom, 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 doom. Like, you, like, log on. I'm like, oh, it took 15 minutes for my computer to come on, but we on now. literally, I would rather have that like on repeat. Like my computer has restarted. It starts and then it shuts down again and then it comes on 15 minutes later. I'd rather have that.
And I will add to that the anxiety that comes with that sound because your computer keeps restarting and clearly you have a horrible virus. I still would take that over.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, it's cool. I'm in college. I have $5 to fix this. I'm going to have to like try to Google it, figure out what safe mode
again,
is.
Again, I am
my,
12
like,
years
mobile.
Old and I am a senior at Harvard, but I will pay my whole $5 allowance to fix this.
Exactly.
And I prefer it to the sweet escape.
Exactly. Yeah. My the Tooth Fairy money is coming. There's a Lucy right now. So when it comes in, we are.
I am a senior in college missing all of my front teeth because I am 3 years old and I would still rather get on AIM and chat with my parents. The only contacts I have.
Exactly. My Dell computer is going to figure it out. And I'm excited and looking forward to that day.
So for these reasons and many, many more that I'm not even aware of yet, I feel really bad for making my weatherman, musician in residence, Rob Moose, have to analyze this song from a musical perspective.
Heart.
I don't have his clip ready yet. He just had a kid. So I'm going to lay it in post, and I'm sure he has to say equally horrible things about the song. I'll play his clip here, and then we just have to, I guess, assume we know what he's going to say because I don't have it yet. So here's Rob Moose.
Whoa, this song is such a funny pastiche. I'm really happy I never heard it before. But I'm going to try to Michelle Obama this as a coping mechanism. And I got to give a shout out to whoever contributed to the song's Wikipedia entry. Not necessarily for the content of the music theory analysis, but for its very presence. Go find another song to write about, though. First of all, the guitar loop that starts the song, while kind of hackneyed as a chord progression, has a really cool tone. It's super compressed, so the percussive attack of the start of the note is more subdued than would be natural, and it sounds like there's an octave pedal on it, shifting it to a higher register. I'm merely speculating. It also might be sidechained to the tambourine because you can kind of hear it duck on the backbeats to make room for those hits. It sounds like a weird delay. I've always wanted to use the word sidechained in public. This part is played by the only musician credited on the track, other than its writers, Tony Love, who worked with LL Cool J and at some point crossed paths with Akon in Atlanta, which eventually brought him to this session. Moderate props to the songwriters for taking this straight descending guitar riff and putting a bass line under it that heads in the opposite direction. This is called contrary motion, and if you're in music school studying counterpoint and old-ass choral music, someone will tell you that this is the most desirable way to create a cadence. Pop music, however, usually features tons of parallel motion, so it's actually surprising to hear this as the opening gesture of the song. Remember how I said there was only one musician credited on this track? Well, you can really tell at the 8-second mark when the very synthesized-sounding horns come in with that super cliched, slowly accruing arpeggio that feels like a bad cartoon soundtrack or something. Okay, I'm going to try to avoid talking about Gwen Stefani herself. I do want to point out that the second half of the verse uses an extended triplet rhythm in the vocal, which, combined with her use of the same note the whole time, feels like kind of a hip-hop move. Wherever it came from, it definitely helps build momentum leading into the chorus. And that chorus, I like what they've done here harmonically. It's very satisfying to arrive at that D-flat chord. Yes, it is the tonic of the song, so that's partly why it feels so good. They continue with their walk-down lifestyle here, but the chords come twice as slow. See how spacious it feels all of a sudden? The vocal melody is slower and the chords last twice as long. It's a nice way to underscore the notion of an escape, with a little musical breathing room. Again, there's the bizarro world, digital glockenspiel-esque counter melody gesturing to Motown, as do the little stabby fake horns. Okay, fine. We're whisked back to the verse material by way of a modulatory F chord, which lands the moment Gwen is singing in E flat, the seventh. This feels, again, like a nod to my music theory class from back in the day, but it's more likely the result of her singing a melody over the previous chord, A-flat, and them tacking on this passing chord to sort of jolt the listener awake. Nothing else really happens in this song. They sort of skip the third verse by having her sing, "If I Could Escape," twice, while another fake horn line plays, this one reminiscent of Fela Kuti. And then the one-note triplets come back again, and off we are to a chorus I just wish we could hear done in a more beautiful and traditional way with a different singer. Has Cat Power covered this song yet?
quick, obviously, I can't respond to what Rob actually said, but this is a great opportunity to shout out that he played strings on Taylor Swift's new record. I'm very happy for him. He's absolutely killing the game. I know.
Congratulations. That's enormous.
I can't believe he does this show. He's like way too big
Probably
for me.
Probably her highest rated record outside of the one she was like paying for Pitchfork to say was good. Like, I feel like this one is legitimately dope as hell.
Hey,
good for her.
Segue.
She found that sound.
Oh, well, actually, before I get to my great segue, which I am going to use, thank you, I need to land my punch up. So we'll see what I did, and I'll do that here. Bye bye.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now for world premiere of
the Sweet Escape, except now it's the right length, the correct length, and also in the correct language, which is, of course, Simlish, obviously. Segue. Are you ready? Speaking of great music, let's go to Unpunchable Jams.
Can't punch this.
Keila, I'm really sorry. I'm not usually this hot with the segues. I think that this is turning me into like a straight up VJ. I don't know what's happening in my body.
Literally, like, I'm looking at the like body of water outside of my home and I'm thinking, drown yourself. Just drown yourself. This song is terrible and you should have drowned yourself the first time you heard this song. Like, it is whatever they hear in a quiet place and they have to be quiet to not get stabbed by the monster. It's the Yeehoo Banshee, just like, it's making me itchy. I'm allergic to this song.
Perfect. Well, then this is a part of the show where you get to shout out a song you love. So, Akilah, what's the opposite of this song for you?
Oh my gosh. You know what's the opposite of this song for me? I want to remember the name of the band. Alabama Shakes, I think. And the song is Sound and Color.
A new world hang outside the window, beautiful and strange. It must be found in a way. I must be.
Are you kidding? I think Rob might, I want to fact check it. I feel like Rob might have played on that song too.
Oh my God, I will literally fall through the earth if like I'm just a fan account.
I mean, it was produced by Blake Mills and I think Rob plays on a lot of Blake's stuff. So I think Rob's all over this record too, yeah. Wow, great call, Akilah. What a tie-in. Brittany Howard is so fucking talented. I don't think she gets nearly enough comeuppance.
0%. I mean, like, I remember when I saw her perform at the Grammys, I was like, wait a minute. Y'all are... Why did you guys not tell us?
Why? Also, like, I just think she should be celebrated a lot more than she is. It's crazy, right?
Yes. Like,
especially
a genre-bending genius.
Her solo record was so fucking good.
Fire. Fuego.
Oh, God. I'm so excited about this going on the playlist, especially after last week where Chris Fleming put Closer by the Chainsmokers on the playlist, which I don't know if I'll ever forgive him for.
Why would, that's just a troll.
I think he's fully become the troll of this podcast. I told him once, I was like trying to figure out a label for him, and I was like, co-host is too much, but like just guest is too little. I think you're truly the Rumpelstiltskin of this podcast.
Yes, he smells the blood of an Englishman, and you can just hear it at all in his responses to music. I'm like, ooh, you are okay. Angry, and you want a house. You've been under this bridge for thousands of years. The billy goats are fucking with you. That's a different troll, no, but I, to it. Me, I all the it. Same.
Okay, so for my Unpunchable Jam, I did already mention it, from the same year, the song I was vying for when I got the aux cord at this time, of course, Irreplaceable by Beyoncé.
Oh, art. A beautiful song.
It's so far away from what she makes and does now, and I know that maybe it's like too cheesy or structurally like safe or whatever, but it's still second that guitar to the left, it just it hits the sweet spot. And honestly, when I was clipping this, it put me in such a foul mood. I had to listen to it as like a soothing anthem. Yes. It still works for me. I love this song.
It's beautiful. And also the like the message. Don't you ever for a second get to thinking that you're irreplaceable. Come on.
My favorite use of get gone I've ever heard.
Yes.
It's so good.
Call up that trick and see if she's home. Oops, I bet you thought that I didn't know.
Another great opportunity.
What did you think I was throwing you out for? She tells you why she's throwing him out. Gwen Stefani is vaguely referencing fridges. No. We don't, they're not the same.
You can't compare the art. And also another opportunity, speaking of high art, to incorporate the sound effect of the guy going, oops.
Oops. I bet you didn't think I knew about that, girl.
I bet you thought that I didn't know.
Yes.
Akilah, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on.
This is my dream. Literally, I will come back whenever, ever.
I don't think you have enough going on right now. I think you should co-host this podcast too.
This is literally like my therapy today since my therapist canceled. I hope she doesn't have COVID. If you do, Karen, get well.
Karen, this episode's for you. We dedicate this terrible song to you, Karen.
Yes,
exactly. People can listen to your podcast, What a Day, a daily news hosted by you, who is so charming and fun. I can only imagine that you make it at least slightly palatable.
Yes.
Anything else you want to shout out? You're doing this series with Milana Vantraub. Is that how you say her name? I've never said it out loud.
Honestly, she says it several ways, so I think there's no answer. I say Vaintraub, but I think it might be Vaintraub.
So who's Milana Vaintraub, who is also so great and funny. I love her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like the nicest person in the world, so I'm really excited you guys are collaborating together. And yes, you've made some really funny videos with former guests on this podcast, Nick Kocher, including this patty cake one that is so good. How can people Google that if they haven't seen it? It's so good.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. If you look up making fun patty cake, it will come
perfect. Up. It's with Comedy Central, right?
Yeah, it's Comedy Central. It's on their website. So if you just go there and like figure out how to navigate a website that's not Twitter.
I've forgotten. My fingers no longer know the keys.
Me neither. I'm like, am I supposed to type into this thing?
Nah, you're not. Well, thank you so much. If you want to check me out, I'm at Miel. I have a Patreon where I make a mixtape every month along with a bonus episode. It's at Punch Up the Jam. Otherwise, we'll see you in 2 weeks with another surprise. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.